The officials on Thursday said that a 20-year-old man has been arrested from Noida for allegedly making threatening calls to actor Salman Khan and Zeeshan Siddiq, son of politician Baba Siddiq, reported news agency ANI. According to the police, the call was received at Siddiq's public relations office in Bandra East, and reportedly contained threats against both Siddiq and Khan, along with demands for money, reported ANI. The threatening call came on Friday evening. The person on the phone had threatened to kill Zeeshan Siddiq and actor Salman Khan and has demanded money, police said, reported ANI. The Mumbai police registered against unknown people in Nirmal Nagar police station on the basis of the complaint given by the employee of Zeeshan Siddiq's office, reported ANI. Zeeshan has been announced as the NCP candidate for the Bandra East constituency, where he won in the 2019 elections, defeating Shiv Sena's Vishwanath Mahadeshwar. He is contesting against Varun Sardesai of Shiv Sena, UBT. Baba Siddiq, a former Maharashtra minister and NCP leader, was shot dead on October 12 by three assailants near the office of his son, MLA Zeeshan Siddiq, in the Nirmal Nagar area of Mumbai. The gang led by jailed gangster Lawrence Bishnoi has claimed responsibility for the killing. So far, Mumbai police has made 15 arrests in connection with the case. On October 26, nine accused in the murder of Baba Siddiq were presented before the Esplanade Court in Mumbai after their police custody ended. The court extended the custody of the five accused Nitin Sapre, Ram Kanojia, Sambhaji Pardhi, Chetan Pardhi, and Pradeep Tombre till November 4. Another accused, Harish Nishad, was remanded to the custody of the Mumbai Crime Branch till October 28, while accused shooters Gurmail Singh, Dharmraj Kashyap, and Praveen Lokar were sent to judicial custody. The court also sent Sujit Singh, arrested on Friday, to the custody of the Mumbai Crime Branch. Singh was arrested by Mumbai police from Punjab's Ludhiana, following secret information. He was initially taken to Jamalpur police station before being brought to Mumbai. Sujit, a Mumbai resident, had travelled to Ludhiana to visit his in-laws, with inputs from ANI.